This is Ron Moss from the Heart. Today is Sunday. It is, you know, here, I guess, kind of, it was raining earlier, a little partly cloudy. And, you know, I decided to stay home and use this Sunday as a thought process day. To think about all the things that are happening in our world, the things that are happening in our communities across this country, and particularly the things that are happening politically that is trying to change everything, literally, and how our involvement or non-involvement dictates the story of what happens to the generations of our people, young people, behind us. So I thought about this. I thought about churches across the country, churches in black churches in South Carolina, black churches in North Carolina, black churches in Virginia, churches all over this country, and I'm focusing on African-American churches for a reason. And really, the reason is, you know, I wonder, what is the message today? And possibly, what was the message last Sunday? And does any of those messages, because, you know, I grew up believing that everything that happens on the planet, you can find an example in scripture. And I believe that. You know, I'm one of those people that have experienced that, have studied that. When I was a youth pastor, you know, I had to find relevant stories biblically to line up with what was happening to our young people, you know, in the flesh. That this spiritual journey is our opening to how we survive our flesh journey. So my question across all these churches, particularly African-American churches, and particularly with our leadership, our pastors, our deacons, our trustees, our particular ministries that exist, you know, are we talking about relevant issues that affect our community? Are we speaking about them? Are we teaching about them? Are we preaching about them in a way that we're able to take the stories and the scriptures out of the Bible and help our people understand that this is how we're able to know that we can get past this? I believe that God allowed the Bible to be written in such a way that it gives historical detail to the ethnicity of the Bible, so it gives trueness to the ethnicity of what we deal with in the world, and how there continues to be a possibility that we shall overcome. But the only way that you're able to do that, you have to be able to talk about it at places of worship too. Whether you do that on Sunday, whether you do that on Wednesday, whether you choose a day throughout the week, most of our biblical institutions, our churches, only open 2 days a week. Usually that's Monday, traditionally, particularly Baptist, that's usually Sunday and Wednesday. Sunday, and Wednesday. And the rest of the time, the church is closed, unless there's a rehearsal, or unless there's a choir practice, or unless something else is going on. But the opportunity to continue to learn and continue to grow does not happen. Now, why am I saying all this? We are now experiencing the uproar. And the one thing that people tend to do is try to reach you from an emotional standpoint and not a thinking standpoint. Because if I can reach you from an emotional standpoint, I usually can get you to do anything that I want you to do. If I try to reach you from a thinking standpoint, then that's going to give you opportunity to think about it critically before you make a decision, and hopefully even give you an opportunity to research it yourself, get your own background, get your own understanding, and then be agreeable or disagreeable or what the next move needs to be. We see how the uptake is, or even when George Floyd, we can even go about far back as when George Floyd was murdered, and what to me society started to see, they started to see particularly young people, young white people mobilizing with young black people and saying enough is enough. We've got to do something about this. Now, if I'm that particular white person who's been able to live on this planet and kind of been able to have power, because whether we understand it or not, whoever has the power dictates what happens in our society. Whoever has the power dictates what happens in media. Whoever has the power dictates what happens politically. Whoever has the power dictates what happens educationally. Whoever has the power even dictates what happens medically. And so we hear or we see now these groups, Moms with Liberty, who are banning books, who any discussions that happen with racism, any discussions that happen with the trueness of America being taught or teached or discussed is now being banned. And it's not happening so much locally as it's happening nationally and it's happening politically. That for me to be able to win with my constituents, particularly if most of them are conservative and they're white, and since most of them understand that their history goes to the heart of their history, is steeped in racism, steeped in slavery, steeped in generations of hidden agendas that they don't really ever want to talk about. That finally somebody is doing something that I can keep it buried forever. Back to the church. So I'm asking this question again for African American churches across this country. What are you doing from the pulpit to the pew in discussing ways that we can make sure that whatever happens politically for now, whatever happens socially for now, whatever happens educationally for now, whatever happens medically for now, that our institution will make sure that if nobody else talks about it the way it needs to be talked about, that we'll do it at our church. If we need to keep the church doors open beyond 2 days, we'll do it at our church. If we need to bring teachers in and connect with parents and have days where we talk about African-American history and we invite white churches who want to sit in and bring their students and bring their youth so we can continue this journey to be able to come together on a common cause and get rid of some of these things that have lived with us for centuries, for generation after generation, then we'll do that. But it can only happen from the church. It's got to happen at that place of worship. Don't you know some of us, I know you don't want to hear this, but some of us hold that place we go every Sunday, that place we go every Wednesday. We hold that sacred place even more so than we hold it for our own home. And that's why I'm pushing away. I'm not really talking about the home because I don't really feel like, because if it was true at the home base, at our house, we would already be experiencing a difference. We would already be experiencing our youth and our communities and our parents coming together. We would be at the PTO meetings. We would be at the parent-teacher meetings. We would be pushing that envelope, making sure that we stand up for what's right for our young people. But unfortunately, we're not. But I still believe. I'm still optimistic. I'm not going to give up on us because nobody gave up on me. And I'm not going to give up on you, the Black church. God bless you. May heaven smile upon you. Oh, yeah. Peace.